Sergeant Brown of Jerome was in Kandahar province, Afghanistan, when he was hit by an improvised explosive device. He died on March 24th. Colonel Tim Marsano with the Idaho National Guard says his body will be flown to Twin Falls and released to his family in a special ceremony.
Very sadly, we in the Idaho National Guard have done this really dozens of times since September 11th, 2001. But what that experience does is it helps to ensure that the family is going to get the proper and dignified ceremony that they deserve.
Brown attended Jerome High School and felt a call to join the Army after the events of September 11th.
According to the family, Sergeant Brown was a very, very well-liked individual, very outgoing, very athletic. And they said that, you know, he never met anybody that wasn't his friend, and that was because he was such a caring individual, always there for his friends, and that's what they're going to remember about him.
Brown was based with the U.S. Army out of Fort Carson, Colorado. He was 27 years old. He leaves behind his wife and their three-month-old twin daughters, Maddie and Marley. His funeral is set for Saturday at the College of Southern Idaho and is open to the public. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.